Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 8th of July. Starting off with Alpha Growth, a stock for the Alpha Barmy Army, who seems to be lobbying me looking for guidance. I'm not sure that there's any guidance required, really. We've got the same old rising trend channel here from December, which was printed last time in the last time we looked at the stock, and we've broken the initial July resistance at 2.43 pence, so at least while we're above that, looking quite set fair for the shares. Overall stop loss, I suppose, ahead of a 4.5 pence target over the next couple of months would be back below the 2 to 2.1 pence area, which is the bottom of the latest bull flag for the shares. All the near-term moving averages rising quite nicely, so looks pretty set fair for Alpha Growth at the moment. On to Bidstax, which is included really just to upset the shorting conspiracy, which tends to have a field day on this particular stock anytime it rises. But we've broken back above the 20-day moving average of 4.25 pence. A nice extended base there at 4 pence since the early part of June. So the obvious stop loss is to use 4 pence as the notional money management zone. Initial target here up to the 50-day moving average at 5.15 pence. And ideally, we hit 6 pence plus for the stock early June resistance, even if the shares then fade away after that, blighted by the actions of the cynics. On to a stock which covered, I think, once before, Cloud Cocoa, with its rather amusing name. Situation here is we've got the V-shaped bull flag, and the view is that at least while we're above post-April resistance, or the old April resistance at a penny, the shares could hit the top of a rising December trend channel, size 2.25 pence over the next month to 6 weeks, all things being even. Gfinity is next, and a bit of chit-chat about this company on Twitter. Obviously, esports become the flavor of the month, or at least the flavor of the last 3 months post-COVID. The view at this stage is, even though we've had a little bit of a pause near the 3 pence level, while we're above the 200-day moving average at 2.46 pence, the near-term target here is as high as 5 pence, which is the top of a rising February trend channel. And that is something which would then obviously retest former autumn resistance from last year as well. So looking pretty set fair for Gfinity at the moment. Hurricane Energy is a stock which I've always tried to avoid, but unsuccessfully today, on the basis that looks like we've bounced off the floor of a broadening triangle at 5.2 pence, at least while we're above that. We've got an intermediate bull situation or recovery situation. Initial target here, 7.7 pence, which is the mid-June resistance. Maybe we could squeeze up to the 50-day line at 8.25 pence, but obviously this has not been a great situation, and what tends to happen on any rallies is that a rather fierce seller comes into the picture and spoils all the charting work that you might do. But there has been bullish divergence here, and that does suggest that at least the 50-day line could be a realistic target over the near term. On to Iconic, which is which I suppose has done in a way what you wanted it to do, breaking back out of that wedge that we had there, sub 0.01 bear trap, the narrow bear trap that we've had. Just rallied shy of the 50-day moving average at 0.02 pence. And has come back. But I suppose we're looking now at a situation where we might see a dip again towards the 0.01 pence area, and that would provide keen bottom fishers with another opportunity at trading up to the 50-day line. Next stock is Keffi Minerals, which I thought I covered yesterday, but didn't, probably largely because I was too overwhelmed by the weight of stocks I was covering. Situation now is that we've got the stock just teasing this line of resistance from the end of February around the 1.2 pence level. Really, we need to see end of day, end of week close above 1.2 pence for the stock, which is agonizing at the moment that it's just keeps on failing near that area. In fact, if you wanted to be safe, 1.3 pence plus would be the momentum trigger for going long. If we do get through 1.2, 1.3 pence, the big target here would be the top of a rising trend channel from February. as high as 2.5p. So maybe it is worth being patient on this particular situation. Suppose as we do have the near-term moving averages rising, the 20, 30 and 50-day lines, that does suggest that eventually the current jiggery-pokery will be resolved to the upside. Lots of good cheer about the next stock that I'm going to look at, Melody VR. Here we've got a good break of the 200-day moving average at 4.75p. While we're above that, looking for a top of February price channel target as high as 7p as soon as hopefully the end of next month. Stop loss at this point really back, well, the realistic one really is back below the floor of the channel at 4.13p, which I suppose, although it's a lot in percentage terms, should not be hit given the positive work that we've done over recent sessions. On to Quiz, which is the next situation. Here we've got very encouraging looking chart. The reason for that is the blue candles, the green candles over the last few sessions, and a nice little breakthrough recent 8p resistance. End of day close above 8p should see the shares on their way towards, the 200-day line at 11.75p would be the first obvious target. After that, looking to the top of a rising trend channel from February up to 17p. Stop loss at the moment back below 7p really, which is the recent day's support, and that's unlikely to be hit, hopefully, given the rising moving averages that we have. Finishing off with a bit of a wild card in the form of Trafalgar. The reason for this is really that put a share at the bottom of the range, and I'm trying to be a bit clever in terms of finding the low. Broadening triangle formation, that yesterday's low looked like a bit of an overshoot, down to 0.07, and above yesterday's low, which was hopefully a one-off bear trap, we could see the shares back up towards the 200-day moving average and the bottom of the June gap at 0.12p, but certainly one for more adventurous traders. Big target here, I suppose, 0.35, although one could argue that the top of the triangle there is actually just at 0.2p initially. So above 0.07 up to 0.2 at the moment. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.